If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA, member FDIC.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome to it. Another edition of Podcast and Chill. And today I'm joined by my favorite radio DJ, Ghost Lady. How many times have I been saying
Yaki has to talk about you all the time?
Give it up for Nia Brand. Thanks for coming,
the
bro.
Roof. Yes.
Thanks for coming,
man. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. You're fucking killing it on radio.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, we can swear here. Hey?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Fuck.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, I'm not on radio. I'm on a podcast, which is cool because I can swear. It's we're having a great time.
You're on air weekdays 12 to 3 with the Tor.
Yes.
Yeah, great team, man. Have you heard them?
Yes, I have.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, no, they're a great team. You guys
really,
like, you make that slot alive.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we just try to have fun.
But it's not that hard now because there's not much competition out there.
Exactly.
Oh, the shade has started already.
Oh, by the
we're
way,
not even 5 seconds in.
We invited you because we couldn't get Dineo Ranaka.
Oh, I love Dineo. She's so
LKG
dope.
Was too busy. She's got too many gigs as
Who?
Well. LKG.
I didn't know you even tried.
Oh, okay.
How? No, okay. No. No, he was ambitious in getting you. He's lying to you. He's been saying,
that's funny because he just sent me a WhatsApp and he was like, yo, bro, pull through. And I was like, okay, cool, yeah.
I just found out she was on Isipaya, ne?
I was on Isipaya back when it had started, first when it started, yeah, for like a few episodes, which was cool.
Why did you leave
I got
Isipaya?
To make up with a really hot guy.
Who?
I think his name was Andile. He's the one that, I'm trying to think if he passed on or whether he was hitting his wife. Yeah, the hot guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who was a king?
Yeah.
The guy who passed on in the States or something,
eh? Yes, that guy. Oh, yeah, shame. I got to make up with him in the shower, which was cool.
Is it weird when you do like makeup scenes?
It's a little bit weird because you've never kissed the person before and like you don't know whether they're a good kisser or not. And if they're not, then you need to act like they are.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. But the best on-screen kiss I've ever had is with Thapelo Mokoena.
He's the hunter's guy, man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. My China.
Yeah, your China's China. Oh.
Yummy. That was the best one. Yeah. He was very nice about it. Very cool as well.
And you're also on Ayeye as well?
I was. Yeah. That's why I kissed Thapelo. It was on Ayeye a couple of years ago. Very cool show. A lot of fun to shoot. It was dope. It was a pity that it ended after like, I think it was just one season. But it was dope, yeah.
What happened to Ayeye, man? I love that show.
I loved it as well.
I don't know what happened. I actually don't.
So
I think
is it like it just never got renewed? Is that
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what was happening behind the scenes. But as far as I knew, we were just shooting one season and that was
it.
That was it, yeah. Okay.
How do you feel when people are like, because we talk about it almost all the time on the podcast, like radio is dead, it's not the same. Because you are in radio now. How does that make you feel?
I don't think that radio is dead at all. Who says that? No, I
it's
don't think
this,
so.
It's not this ice
fun. No,
okay,
no,
who
no.
do you like listening to? Who
I
do
don't
you
listen
like
to anyone else. Mm.
But radio is not dead.
No, the thing is that I don't listen to anyone else because I don't want to compare myself to them. Mm. And I don't want to model my personality and the show after that particular person. That's the only reason why I don't listen to other people. But to be very honest, I think my show is the best show on the radio. I don't
no,
think
it is.
That
it is. Yeah.
There's a show that can compare, quite honestly.
Who did you grow up listening to?
I listened to Radio Tamaning back in Kimberley. That was the station that we listened to in the morning. I can't remember the personalities' names, but they were always like in the car in the background.
Mm.
Like in the morning when we drove to school, I would listen to the radio.
And then where to after Y were you going?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I know it's weird. People ask me this question all the time, but I haven't thought that far. I think that there's still a lot that I want to achieve at Y.
Because it's like they sign lifetime contracts at Y.
No, we don't.
They're all there for years.
No, we don't. No, we don't sign lifetime contracts. But
Exhibit breakfast day. Yeah.
No, there's still a lot that I want to do there. So not yet. No.
All right, cool. Okay. Did you watch the Duduzani episode?
I did.
And what did you think?
I was impressed.
Wow.
I was impressed.
Have you seen it?
Who's Duduzani?
Huh?
Zuma.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like some celeb or something. Okay, no, I haven't.
Isn't he some celeb? Because he did take a celebrity slot.
Yeah. Mm. Can I tell you the crazy story about how that interview happened?
Yeah.
So Kanye Bao calls me, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, "Hey, listen, Duduzani is keen for an interview." I'm like, "Oh shit, Duduzani Zuma." Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. And to be honest with you, I didn't really know the guy. Because the first time I heard about Duduzani was when he was trending. Because girls were going crazy on Twitter.
Yeah.
During that, when he went to court and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I heard about him.
Yeah.
So she's like, "Yo, dude, Duduzani wants to do an interview." I'm like, "All right, cool, no problem." So I'm thinking, because like, there's no way I'm going to interview Duduzani. Because, like, there's so many high-profile interviews I'm meant to have done, mm-hmm. but I didn't do. Like, Charlemagne.
Oh, wow.
Swiss Beats.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I sat there the whole night doing research, and Charlemagne fucking read his whole book.
And just never got to do the interview.
Yeah. So with this one, I was like, it's not going to happen. One of those.
Yeah.
She calls me in the morning. She's like, "Are you ready?" I'm like, "Okay, yeah." Then I get there. I'm like, "Shit, there's Duduzani. Fuck, it's happening." I did no research.
Nothing.
I freestyled that whole interview.
What?
Kid you not.
Is the episode up?
Yes.
Okay, I need to check that out. Only to see just how awkward you are.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck, I know nothing about this guy.
Yeah. And you even have your mixer there.
Yeah.
Like, so anything to just keep you entertained.
Yeah.
To be pressing on. You had nothing.
Yeah.
And plus the leg did not shake.
Yeah,
so,
is it?
Yeah, I think so, ne? I didn't see the leg shake. I was like, "Oh, you're handling these quite nicely."
Oh, wow.
So I literally freestyled it. But I think it was, in hindsight, it was actually good. Because I think had I prepped, I would have over-prepped.
That's true.
Because literally, when I did the interview, it was just like, I'm talking to another guy.
Yeah.
You know, not Jacob Zuma's son.
Yeah. And if you prepped, then you'd have gone into the whole, the politics routes. Because I think that's where a lot of information about him is through politics.
Yeah.
And the interview was really not much about politics.
You would have eaten me up.
Yeah. But it's smart. True. But also a lot of that information you can get on social media. So it's probably good. That
guy's smart, eh?
Really?
Yo, he knows how to finesse. Mm-hmm. Finesse answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking hell. He MacGyvered me.
Yeah. It's like when he gives you an answer, it's like, I'm going to give you the privilege. And you think that it's just for you that I'm going to answer this question. I'm like, this guy is playing he's just ducking,
yeah.
You know, it's like he's giving you this insight, like as if, it's just for you. And I'm sure he's done other interviews and they've said the same thing though. But anyway.
Because when we started the interview, it's like, "Yo, Mac, I love what you're doing." I'm like, "Fuck, dude, that's what I've been doing." And then I went back to watch all the other interviews. He does that for everyone.
Oh, wow. That's how they play you.
Exactly.
That's how they play you.
Exactly.
That's how their PR team is like when you go in there.
Yeah.
Say you've seen their stuff and you love it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's why actually when I was watching, I was like, what if he's just playing Jay, acting as though he's a fan of, he's a chiller.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like,
and then he brought an Arab guy during the show. I'm like, what the fuck is
what
this?
What was the Arab guy doing?
I was shocked
I think
well.
That's his blesser.
How was he like, "Baby, are you okay?" More champagne for you, babe.
Do you think he's going to win, though, if he runs 2024?
You know what? The politics in the country is all over the place at the moment. And I don't think that I'm the only young person who feels that way. I think it's a bit difficult to see what the future in politics and where it lies. I think at the moment we don't even know who we're going to vote for because we have very little faith in the parties that represent our government at the moment. So I don't know. It's too
fuck
early to
so
tell.
So well spoken.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. It's like you listen to her the whole day.
Yeah.
It's like, feed me with more information.
Oh, thank you.
I'm listening.
Would you vote for him?
No, no, I would not.
Why?
Why not?
I don't know him well enough. I don't know what his policies are. I don't know what he has planned for the future of this country. I don't know whether he's, you know, going to side with his dad, whether he's gotten his training in politics from his father. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he has his own ideas or whether he's just going to pursue his dad's ideas. I don't know that yet. I don't know enough about him to say.
Wow. Mm. You are a bright spark.
Oh.
Me, on the other hand, I would vote for him. We need someone pretty.
Why? Because he's cute.
He's cute enough. Like, we need someone younger, cuter. Please, yes.
We need a president with tattoos, a mohawk.
It's okay. Yeah. Can relate
it
to it, please.
Yeah.
You know?
Switch it up a bit. No, I don't know.
So this year I've been looking for the song of the year. I think we finally found one.
Okay.
Oh, thanks to what's that Gogo's name?
G65. Yeah. That's my girl.
Okay,
sorry.
Oh,
man. That's my girl. That's my girl. I love her.
How crazy is that song?
Yeah.
Though?
Oh, Gogo, man.
It's just been like ringing in my head forever. Like, I'm like, I can't believe I'm actually singing along to this track.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. There's a video that I saw, but I'm not sure if it's her, but she was looking so hot. She was wearing like bum shorts.
No way.
And like a pink crop top. And she was just like, she was killing it. I don't know if it's G65, but
I need to see that video.
It's a lady that looks like her. I think it was on Facebook. You know Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you think we like the song because it's dope or just because it's a Gogo singing?
No, I think it's because it's a Gogo singing, it's and a, the lyrics make no sense.
Yeah.
And it's just funny to listen to.
Yeah.
What has been your song of the year so far?
Because
you're on radio, she should know.
Where do I start?
Or do you turn off the headphones when the music goes?
Sometimes. It depends whose song is on. I don't know.
Because maybe all of this thing just get played for you guys.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to suffer through it. Or,
yeah. Mm. It's very difficult to pick which song. I mean, I think there were a lot of good songs this year. But I don't think that song is local, no.
Mm.
Oh, no. The Bella Ciao song.
Oh.
Bella Ciao, Bella. That one is dope. I love that song.
And you, Ghost Lady?
Song of the year. That's just on right now.
Yeah.
If G65 can take us through to the song of
the
year, it's fine. It's exactly
to
the first. It could be the song of the year for me.
But that John Vulugate guy must be like, shit.
Yeah, I think they were expecting it to ride.
And I was anticipating, I was like, you know what, we need a track that was just going to take over. So when I was hearing this, I was like, no, this one.
This is the one.
This is the one.
Because John Vulugate lasted literally two seconds.
Weeks. No, it did not.
It lasted
for quite some time.
Nah.
You know what messed it up? The girls.
No, I think the girls made that song.
No,
guys,
they made it until they performed second time. Then it was like,
Were they performing on an SABC One show?
They did, yeah.
Was it Mzansi Insider or one of the shows?
Those?
Yeah.
It was such a flop. It was
it really was.
Shame.
It was terrible.
And they had like, rate cards now. They had booking agents.
Yeah, and they charged
they're performing
like an
at
arm
weddings.
And a leg.
Like, who is that bride and groom saying yes? Come, Nasi Stogo. Your wedding, but your vows must be that boring for you guys just to need Nasi Stogo there.
It's wild. I think it's fascinating to see how people can shoot up to fame like in a matter of seconds based off of one video. It's interesting.
Because first, before lockdown, it was that girl with the whistle.
Yeah. Yes.
And then lockdown happened.
And her yellow friend.
Yeah. Yes.
And then lockdown happened, so she didn't really get to ride it out.
Yeah.
The fame.
Yeah.
But we can also predict that it could have lasted for 2 weeks for her as well.
That's true. Yeah, that's how social media
until
works.
She had to go blow the whistle somewhere and we'll be like, Gandhi, you do it like, we can all blow your whistle.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, once people had seen that video, they, you know, were standing in front of their mirrors with their whistles practicing, you know, and everyone had a whistle at some point. So
how's your relationship status right now? Because every time I listen to a show, you're always talking about a new guy.
Yeah. I go through those quite quickly. Yeah. No, I'm very single. Mm. I'm very, very single.
What
and
are you loose?
How?
MacG, man.
No, I'm asking.
No.
Like, that could be interesting in so
you know
many
what?
Ways, but
there are many people that you will come across who I've probably had sex with who will say, yeah, she's loose. But I don't think I'm loose. I think that I'm exploring my sexuality.
Nice, I like that.
Yes, I'm liberated. I'm sexually liberated. I'm a hot, beautiful, young woman with big kahunas.
Yo.
Who wouldn't want me?
What cup is that? What cup is that? A B? That's a bean.
I'm not going to answer that question. And I'll tell you why. Mm. I've gotten so many DMs recently from guys who are asking me what my what my cup size is. And the other one, just the other day, was like, what's your cup size? And I was like, that's a weird question to ask. Why? And he says, because I've heard the bigger the breast, the bigger the heart. So I'm doing my own little research. And I think that he thought that that was like, like some kind of pickup line. Yeah. And I blocked him. Yeah. I think that's too personal of a question to ask. So I'm not going to answer it. I think you can tell by the size whether you like it or not, you know?
Is it freaky when a guy asks you that?
No, like, it's not freaky. It's just rude. It's disgusting.
It's rude.
Yeah.
Why is it rude?
Because why is that your business? Mm. It's none of your business what my cup size is. Ooh. So now I'm going to tell you so that you can go and sit and wank off in your bedroom to my cup
the
size.
The idea of your... Yeah, okay, I understand what you mean.
So are you single right now?
Yes, I am single. Mm. Mm.
Who was the last guy you dated?
Let's not talk about him. Ah, guys.
Why not?
Hey, man. Is he talk famous? About him on the radio. No, he's not famous. Oh, okay. He's not famous. He tried to be, but he's not. You know what? He's a great guy. We dated last year for 3 months. It was a great relationship. It didn't end very well, but it was great. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got a present for you. I know you like these. Let me get you.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, you can open it.
Gosh.
I got you these. I got you these.
Never received a gift.
Thank you so much.
But wait. If you want them, there's one thing you got to do. You got to be bold. All right? You got to do something.
Like what?
You got to call your ex, live now.
I'm not going to do that.
No, we're going to call him. Or one of your exes. And then ask them if you are the best lay they've ever had. Can you do that?
No, cool. Where's the phone?
Let's call. Who are you calling? Which ex are you going to call?
So if I don't do it, I have to give these back.
Yeah. Ghost lady. I'll give them to ghost lady.
I don't want them. You can keep them, girl. I'm giving them to you.
Grab.
Okay, do this on your iPhone, no babes.
Oh, you do? You don't have a thing?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. We'll call with my phone. Hopefully they answer. Give me the guy's number. Which ex are we calling? From last week, last month?
Let's call the last year one.
Eh?
Oh my God.
Who do you think?
I don't want to call this guy. Here's the thing is, I talk about him on the radio all the time and I'm actually very tired of it.
But let's give him a right of reply.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to say you're the best lady he's ever had?
I don't think he'll say that. I think he'll talk some shit.
All right, give me his number.
What if he's with his new girlfriend?
I haven't
spoken to him in ages.
It doesn't fucking matter. Just punch his number there. Let's give him a call.
Can I give you another guy?
Another guy's fine. As long as they're one of your exes.
Ugh, now I need to think now. I can't believe you're doing this.
Is it that many?
I'm surprised that you still even have their numbers.
Yeah, like we're okay. Okay. You know?
Here's another soul
okay,
moment.
Can I give you an ex?
Another cringeworthy moment.
Friend with benefits.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Let's not call someone that I've actually been in a relationship
with. Why not?
Nah, bruh, it's old news now. You know what I'm saying?
So this was a fuck buddy, this guy we called.
3, 2, 3. Yes.
Okay, cool.
I keep forgetting we're not on radio. Yes, he was a fuck buddy. I keep saying friends with benefits.
Even Tepi had a fuck buddy. This is like a thing now, ne?
Yeah, you know, we're living our lives. Tepi's is. You
I'm
know,
for it, man.
A lot like me in that way as well.
Okay, let's call this guy.
Says you in a committed relationship.
No, girls must live their lives, man. Okay. You must rock wherever
you
want.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking for yourself. Like, I'm for it.
I'm married. I'm like, close to getting married.
Okay.
All right. So, did you give it to him good, this guy?
I think I did.
Grab the headphones so you can hear as well.
Am I speaking to him?
Yeah, you can speak to him.
No, I'm not going to speak to him.
Tell him you're live on the podcast. Can you hear him there?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, shit. Let me put it here. Can you hear him now?
Hello?
Yeah, there. Can you hear him? He said hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Good, it's Butlale.
It's who?
Butlale.
Hey, D, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How's it going?
I'm right.
So, I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, back to us, you and I, you know, and I need some closure. I need to ask you something quickly. Is that fine?
Okay. I hope this is not going to affect either of us.
No, it's not.
I'm listening.
So, was I the best lay you've ever had?
The best lay?
Yeah.
But I just, like,
I'm trying to find ways to up my game, so I'm calling everyone.
Your game?
Yeah.
Okay, firstly, who was on the call? I just heard a man's voice.
Hey, it's Mac G. You live on my podcast, man. What's happening, bro?
Easy, brother.
Chill it, man.
Okay, the best lay.
Yeah.
Definitely top five, I can tell you that.
Top five?
Okay, which number top five?
No, really, top five.
Which number?
Which number?
Yeah.
Five. Okay, I'm going to be very honest with you. You're sitting at a, let me just think now. We're looking at number two, actually.
Number two!
Yay! Thank you so much. I appreciate
What does she need to do to be number one? What was she missing?
Yeah. Ask him that.
What was she missing?
She needs to cuff. That's the only thing. That's the only reason she's not number one, because she didn't cuff me.
She didn't cuff you.
Let's not get into this conversation.
Oh, okay. What else did she do, though?
Don't say anything.
No, not in the
literal sense
of Grey. Not in the literal sense. Yes. In terms of, I think I expected more from Busale. Like, I expected her to like love me or something.
So you ain't catching feelings, my dog.
I caught a young feeling. I caught a young feeling, like I caught a few.
How can you sit here and lie?
Why didn't you catch feelings for him?
How can you sit here and lie?
What was he missing?
What do you mean I'm lying?
We're not going to get into this. No, we're not.
How would you know I'm lying?
Let's not get into
this. Deep, woman of God. How do you know?
No, you know what? It's fine. Thank you so much for being such a good sport. We appreciate you taking our call. Nah?
It is a pleasure.
How was the head game? Was the head game fire?
Let's not talk about it, my brother.
Listen, you understand? Like, when you see clearly, you see like certain things just clarify things in life. You look at your life in retrospect. My boy, if I can explain it, that head game was.
I can feel it from here, my dog.
My boy, I'm gonna give you a picture. You see, there's a branch in there, or grapes, right?
Yeah.
My boy, she took from the grapes, she licked the grapes, and she finished the branch. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, 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 my dog. Get it, dog. She sucked a nigga soul. Hey, thank you so much, bro.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys. You must have a good one, eh?
Bye.
Oh, he sounds like a good oak, bro.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. He's very nice.
Yeah,
very
how do you meet him?
How does he?
I think his brother had a crush on me, but then he also wanted me, but then I went with him because I found him more attractive. And we just linked up one day very, like, randomly and...
Isn't it weird when you have a fuck buddy and then start catching feelings?
It is weird. Also because I've been in that position before. I've definitely caught feelings.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing. You spend so much time with this person. You sleep with them. You wake up with them. I mean, you pillow talk.
Yeah.
It happens.
Because this whole fuck buddy thing, it ends in tears, bruh. Always.
So can I have my Doritos now?
Yes.
Oh, you really love these.
Hey, what about you, Ghost Lady? Have you ever had a fuck buddy and then caught feelings?
No, remember I always say that my husband is my only count.
Yeah.
We don't speak of the past.
Yeah.
But I've never caught feelings.
No. You've never caught feelings. And the guy has never caught feelings as well.
Ah, they always do.
They always do, ne? Mm. That shit doesn't work, the fuck buddy thing, bro.
No, it works.
You reckon?
It works.
But I feel like it's also... I think the younger you are, you can't... The younger you are, you don't know how to play and ask the right... Not even the questions, but just communicate it and have a proper, like, communication flow and you know exactly what you're doing. Whereas sometimes you lie to yourself like, oh, this is just... But therefore, you still end up catching feelings because...
Yeah, I mean, it happens and you can't beat yourself up about that kind of situation. But like you also, I've realized, and it took me a very long time to get to this point, but you need to know why you're here. You know what I'm saying? If I find a guy way too attractive, I won't even go there because I know I'll catch feelings. But if he's like semi,
so
if he's like
Mac G,
Nyana, so I'll go, then I'll jump in because there's no way.
I'm safe.
There's no way I'm catching feelings. You know what I'm saying?
you mean you are safe?
You see, little dreadlocks. Yeah, no. Yeah, that is fine.
Little snacks
in your hand. Yeah, snacks in your hand. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'm all good. Then yeah. I know I've got the all clear because there's no way I'll fall for him.
So what's your type? You look like Chris Brown. Light-skinned motherfucker.
I did. Yeah, I did have a very big crush on Chris Brown when I was younger. I actually thought we were going to get married. But I don't even know what my type is. I think.
Did you started an OnlyFans account?
No!
Yeah. Hey, Chris Brown.
What is it?
I don't know, but he's there.
He's a chick. OnlyFans.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got OnlyFans already?
I don't. I'm going to get it, though.
But apparently, it's actually... What does he do? It's not really... He's not showing much body or...
Like he's
time.
Not showing his business.
No, yeah.
That's boring.
I think actually it's more like you just watch him do his work. And I don't
so it's know. Like a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Oh,
just on OnlyFans.
That's boring. Yeah. But that's the thing is that that's what OnlyFans was intended for when it started.
But these
was like,
celebrities are jumping in there just yeah, yeah, to make yeah. some extra money. And
for sure.
Like,
yeah. So in the beginning it was supposed to be like fitness people who were just like posting their regimes and whatever and people pay for them or whatever. And then, you know, the porn stars were like, ha.
They rented.
And now it's known as a porn site, which is.
Do you have porn stars in SA?
Do we?
I don't
know.
The last I saw was that that movie, Mapuna Puna.
I've never seen that movie.
Like 10
I've
years
heard
ago.
Of it.
Yeah.
Wasn't that 10 years ago?
Yeah, you must archive that shit.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've watched local pornography.
Oh, what do you watch?
But there is a category called Mzansi.
Yeah, Mzansi yes. porn. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Like on Pornhub and
yeah.
then, yes. And then oh, there's wow. a category Mzansi.
Oh, interesting.
And that's the shady.
What
is it shady?
It's like just the homegrown quality.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not HD.
Homemade.
Yeah.
It's that homemade kind
of. Okay.
What's your category?
Of what?
On Pornhub.
Oh, you know what?
You know what? She's about to do Zani this shit.
I think it's just so beautiful that people get to express themselves with their bodies on camera.
That's the category you search.
That's the category I search. People who express themselves with their bodies.
Is there such a...
So you're telling us your type. Yeah, yeah. What's your type?
I don't really have a type. I've been with every kind of guy. I've been with dark-skinned guys, light-skinned guys, short guys, tall guys. You know, I've been with...
So as ladies, what's the difference between a dark guy and a light-skinned guy? Is there a difference?
I don't know. I don't think that there is a difference, really. I think that all men are trash.
Mm.
Yeah. They come in different shapes and sizes and different colors and shades, but... Right?
No.
Ghost lady?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, when are gonna you're married?
not even at that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's what just drives you. Like, for instance, I always...
Yeah, she's married. Mm. Yeah. What drives you?
No, G63. It's an attraction.
No.
G65.
The heart, the beat of Africa.
Oh, my. I love my heart.
What drives you?
No, I'm serious. Okay, unless if you're just driven by being horny, then it doesn't matter. But if you're literally, it's like, if someone is light skinned and it's like, you know what, for the fact that you're light skinned, I just, the Nhliziyo does not shy a doof doof, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's the fact that you're dark skinned, it just doesn't do the magic in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand? So it's there's a difference.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm single, because I've always been driven, I like dark skinned men. So it's like you have to be dark skinned. Light mm-hmm. skin is like, oh, yeah, he's cute, but it just.
Aren't light skinned guys more metrosexual? Like they spend more time in the mirror and shit?
That's the perception.
That's a misconception, I think. I think that there are certain guys, regardless of whether they're light skin or dark skin, who like to go for manicures and love to
exactly.
shave their balls or whatever, you know?
Yeah. And even
I don't know what you guys
like,
do.
Manscape. And the thing is, it's not like you're light skinned. It's because you put more effort in the shower. No.
Yeah.
It's because it's your skin. It has nothing to do with
whether
you
you're clean or not. There definitely are some dirty light skin guys out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So you're like,
broke guy? Dated a broke guy?
Oh my goodness, yes, I did. Let me tell you all about him. Wow. So this guy, a couple of years ago, like many years ago, I dated this guy.
He was so reason. Like,
basically you're a blesser.
Who?
No, I asked who? Reason.
Reason.
No, I'm just asking. Reason's my boy, by the way.
So he's still broke.
I love Reason.
No,
Reason is not broke.
Yeah, no.
But no,
it was
not
just a
Reason.
Joke. It was just a joke.
No, yeah. not Reason. No, he was just a guy. He's not a known person. I've never dated anyone in the industry. But he was like a student or like a lecturer, or I don't know, whatever. But I gave him a shot and yeah, never paid for a date. Jeez. Never, even when I was at his house, I would need to buy the Domino's pizza, you know, and I was still a student at the time. And then he had the audacity to cheat on me. Mm. Yeah, Brown. Mm. Yeah, it was one of those things. But yeah, it was many years ago, so.
Is it?
It's all good.
You know, every broke story, like every girl's date a broke guy, the story ends like that. He always cheats.
Yeah, I don't know where they get it from. I don't know. I don't get it, but, you know, whatever.
Shit.
So being broke gives you confidence.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the emptier the pocket, the more confidence.
You have to compromise somehow, right?
Mm. And have you cheated on someone?
I've never cheated on anyone. No, I'm not a cheater. I'm a one woman man. I'm a one man woman.
Yeah.
Once I date someone, I'm like in it.
You lie.
For real.
Yeah.
I
You've
promise
never cheated.
You, I've never cheated.
Wow.
I've never cheated.
Never tempted.
So you'd even commit to like a fuck buddy? You commit to fuck buddies even?
No.
Oh.
No, them, you, there's many of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We decide whose weekend it is.
How many
weekend.
Fuck buddies can you have at a time?
This
is so intriguing for me, right? Mm-hmm. Guys,
like two. I can do like two.
Two, ne?
At a time, yeah.
And if that at a time, are you juggling them between days or even during that day?
No, I mean, it's not like, excuse me, I have sex with them every weekend. It's like just when I feel like it, I'll call them up and see where they're at, you know?
Okay.
But if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It doesn't change my life in any way. It's just, they're just there if I need it.
Yeah.
Do you do any like influencer campaigns and stuff?
I do, yeah. I do. I have. I've done quite a few of them.
When was the last one you did?
Let me try and remember. I think the last one I did. Let me check my Instagram.
Because you know I'm asking. I saw Lunga Chabalala. He did one for Kellogg's. It looked weird, eh?
Are you serious?
It looked cringeworthy, man.
Wow. Like, Kellogg's.
Yeah.
What was he doing in
it? So he's out here trying to eat cereal.
Yeah. Wow. But trying to like do an ad. Mm. So it's an influencer campaign, but it looks like an ad, homemade, you know? It looked like it could live on Pornhub type vibe, you know?
What, was he like chest out?
No, it just looked
weird.
Okay,
my Instagram's not working.
It just looked weird. And it got me thinking, like, are these campaigns worth it? Like, are you willing to do anything just to secure the bag?
I wouldn't say do anything, not do anything. There's certain things that I wouldn't do. But I think that most brands are very cool. Like, they won't ask you to do anything extreme, or at least in my experience.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But then the thing is, I wanted to say, what do I want to say? Influencer campaign.
And then Lunga Shabalala, Kellogg's.
Shit, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, man.
You're too pretty. That's the problem.
Oh. That's a nice way to pivot. I love it.
That's a good comeback.
That's a good
Oh, no, I was saying it's because you have a job, so you don't need them to survive.
No, I don't need them to survive, but they are a nice, you know, extra little check.
Yeah.
Because
that's how you can tell, like, celebrities are, you know, the cash flow is not coming in when they start just taking everything.
Yeah.
When you say everything, like, you know how it would be, like, connected to maybe things that are, like, dodgy? Because, like, Kellogg's now. Mm-hmm. Are they?
Kellogg's is dope. Yeah, I like Kellogg's.
You know, it's maybe it's just the way he did it. He just couldn't really make it good for one to say, "Oh, I want to get Kellogg's." Or because
if
cereal.
You check before he was on Isibai, or what was it?
Isn't he on the
Queen,
river?
The river.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't doing any campaigns. Mm-hmm. He left the river, mm-hmm. started doing this Kellogg shit. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Nigga's going broke. He's taking everything.
No, man. I don't think, I don't know. I don't think that that's what it is. I promise
you.
He just really likes Kellogg's.
Yes.
No, dude, I promise you. You
must see cereal.
You must see the celebrities that are broke are the ones that every second post is paid by. Paid by.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you're broke, you'll take anything.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know?
You do get to see the wood.
But is that so bad? Why are we villainizing this?
Yeah.
It's not bad, but I mean, like, it's,
but it's bad.
It looks weird.
But
it looks desperate.
We're in also. Mm. Right now, you know,
there's no money.
Yeah,
we
there's
need
no money.
Money.
It's like, you know, you'll be here advertising matches, mm-hmm. you know, just trying to.
Would you do a campaign for a dildo, for example?
No, I would not.
Mm. Even if you're broke.
Even if I'm broke.
Are you
Why
sure?
Not?
No, I would not. That's not my brand. I mean, I know I'm out there and I'm honest and I'm, you know, but a dildo.
Why?
What would I do with it? How do you, what kind of content would I shoot with a dildo?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just gonna.
But yeah, if you're broke, you will.
Yeah,
you'll find a way.
Would.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Well, have you ever been broke?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm always broke. Yeah, I stay broke.
Wow.
And what was the most thing you never thought you'd do, but you did because you were broke?
It was many years ago when I was still in varsity. I sold my camera that my parents got for me. I'm sorry, Mom. I sold the camera for money because I didn't have food.
You see, at that time, if I come to you, I'm like, yeah. Do a campaign with this dildo.
No,
I'll give you 10K.
I don't think you can compare those two. I would not do anything with a dildo. No.
Mm. You, Ghost Lady.
I did some promo thing.
Yeah?
Like, no. Like, you know, when you're inside, like, it was, I think, a Pick and Pay, but back in tertiary also. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember. I think it was Noodles. And I was supposed to be there for 2 hours. I think an hour, I just packed and left.
And like, left. You were like, nah, I'm done.
I was
with
like,
this.
Really? I just can't do this. I was like, I can't be standing in this aisle for the next 2-3 hours. I just packed and left.
I think I'd do something like Durex, like safe sex and condoms, and you know, but not with a.
Pearl Tusi was once the face of Love Life.
Yes.
Yeah. I think she was broke. Yeah.
No, man. Don't do this.
No, she was still young.
She was still young and broke.
And isn't she like holding the guy like this on the.
I fell pregnant.
Shit.
Yeah, the irony of it.
I'm so glad I got two ladies on the show today because I wanted to ask you about this Java case thing. What's your take on it?
It's Java.
Mm.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think, in my opinion, it's a guilty until proven innocent type of situation.
Oh, for those who don't know, his case got admitted, ne?
Yes.
Apparently. Yeah. And he's still guilty in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? I think South African women are very tired at this point of people not believing their stories, people not believing that they've been sexually abused and sexually assaulted. They can't even depend on the cops. They can't go to a police station and report this case and believe and trust that something will be done about it. And for me, if there's any woman that comes out on social media and says this and person did this and this to me, I believe them immediately because I know that the justice system rather won't. So for me, I think he's guilty in my eyes. I don't respect him. Just like I don't respect R. Kelly, just like I don't respect OK Maloum Cool Cat, just like I don't respect Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? He's still guilty in my eyes.
And you, Ghost Lady, what did you think?
I want to understand, how was his case omitted? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
What happened?
What happened?
Hmm.
Like, is it
it's
because the Lady Zama will not come through with facts or information? Or I don't know. What is it?
I just want to know if I can put up the episode now.
With Java. Don't do it! Isn't it social media cancelled an episode with him on BET? With Paul?
That was Tolesmo.
Oh, Tolesmo.
Yes. Yeah, very unfortunate, but.
So and see, that's the problem, is that something starts and then it just dies. Like
disappears.
That. And we don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like we'll just never know what's the truth. What is going on? What is it? Because there's one version and then there's another version. And it just never, for the fact that it's public, we deserve answers.
For sure.
And that's why I say, I want to understand why. Or is Lady Mzamao coming out saying, oh, okay, nothing happened, I lied, what?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's many
did
possibilities.
He pay someone
maybe
off.
They settled out of court.
They settled out of court.
I don't know.
So if he had proof that he didn't do all those things that he was accused of, would you change your perception about him?
It would be difficult, but I guess I would have to. If he had proof that he didn't do anything, then
So then what do you think about the MT situation where he's come out and said his wife is the one who's abusing him?
Oh, yes. I heard about that situation. I think abuse, regardless of how it goes, whether it's a man hitting a woman or a woman hitting a man, is bad. And I don't think that anyone deserves to be in that kind of position, especially from your partner.
Yeah.
So if the allegations are true, then I would be very disappointed in her as well. And I think I would be just as disappointed as I am in Sjava, okay, Malum Cool Cat and so on.
But can we also take the same stance of the... If there's an allegation like that, that we're able to say, like you said, as soon as there's an allegation, I believe the victim.
Mm.
So are we, it's therefore it's taking that thing of now we believe the victim is MT in this case, we believe MT.
At the moment, we believe that MT is the victim. We don't know, we don't have all the facts.
Fair.
We haven't heard her side of the story.
Mm.
You know, we've only heard MT's side of the story,
which
I guess is a little biased.
Have you ever been hit by a man?
Yes, yes, yes.
Shit,
an ex of mine tried to kill me, yeah.
You're kidding.
Oh. Yeah. It was very rough. It was.
Listen to it. Like, oh, yeah, you tried to kill me, yeah.
I'm over it. It happened many years ago. I was back in varsity.
Can I have a plastic to cover the mixer there, please? Because it's raining, it's drizzling. Yeah, just give me a plastic there. Thank you.
Blessings.
This is our life, yeah. This mixer.
Yeah.
We can't lose this
blessings
mixer.
And your laptop.
Thank you, yeah. Yeah, you were saying, yeah. What happened?
I've spoken about this on air before. I wanted to break up with him and I said, listen, I'm done. Because I felt like I was moving on in life. I think at that time I had just gotten Isibaya, so I felt like my life was progressing and he had just quit his job at Topshop and I was like, we're not moving at the same pace, you know? And we had a breakup weekend where he came over and we spoke about our relationship and where we went wrong. And I thought that was very important because I think one of the things that really pisses me off about relationships ending is not having closure. And I wanted to give him that kind of closure. And then 2 weeks later on my birthday, he arrived at my apartment. The security guards let him in because he was my boyfriend
and they
don't know that we broke up. So they let him in and then he hit me and slapped me around once he got in and, dragged me to the bathroom and then locked it and then went to go get my steak knife and then came into the bathroom and was like, oh, I'll kill you.
For breaking up with him,
yeah. And I mean, I was terrified. It's just like no one deserves to go through that. Yeah, it was a very stressful time.
Are you seeing your life flash right through you?
Yes. And in that moment, the only person I thought about was my mom. I was like, if he kills me now, what is my mother? I mean, she's just going to lose it, you know? So yeah, it was very, very scary.
So what happened?
Yeah, how did it all...
How did it all end? So I decided that to fight him wouldn't help, or to try to fight him would only anger him further. So I decided to take the submissive route and I was like, no, babe, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to break up. I was lying, but I didn't mean to break up with you. Let's go to bed. Let's talk about this properly in the morning. And then he tried to rape me in the bed. I wasn't into it. And I kept saying, don't do this. Then I said, let me go to the bathroom because I need to pee and then we can do this. But luckily my bathroom was right next to my door. So I ran out and I ran downstairs to go get the security guards. And it was, I mean, a whole like hullabaloo. He didn't want to leave. He hid my phone. And eventually when I found it, I called my mom and my mom spoke to him and was like, leave now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very tough night. I found it very difficult to trust men for a long time after that.
Shit. Oh,
I trusted them too easily.
Yeah.
Cuz that's the period when I was a hoe, you know. I was out in these streets cuz I guess I was trying to regain the power that was taken from me that night. Yeah.
Fuck, you guys go through a lot.
It was tough. Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying that thing of if you're in a situation like that, the next relationships that you are in, you end up just being like, it's almost like you want, you you're very aggressive.
Yeah.
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 Because you want to fight.
Yeah, because someone took that power away from you and you felt defenseless in that moment. You couldn't defend yourself. Yeah. And so every other relationship that you go into, you try to compensate for that.
Yeah.
In some way.
Shit, you guys go through a lot, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's tough being a black woman in South Africa.
Being female, you gotta fight. Because you just don't know when that tick is going to. One day you are all lovey-dovey, you understand, everything is fine, and then one moment happens.
And you've never hit a woman. I mean, a guy.
No, no. I would never think of it, no.
Oh, the laptop.
Oh, no, no, I'm lying. I did.
You hit a guy?
Yeah, my ex and I, when we got into a bit of an altercation.
Which I can't keep up. Which ex is this one?
The one of last year that I was talking
about. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shit, why are you hitting him now?
Why are we talking about my exes? What else is there? Let's go.
Topics for the week. What has happened?
Announcements.
Yeah, it's just an announcements I got to make at the end.
Yeah, he cheated as well. And I caught him at his house. And we got into an altercation. And I broke things. But things that I know that I wouldn't get arrested for. So, you know, ladies, don't break the TV and the scratch the car. That's rookie stuff, you know. Break some plates, some glasses.
Shoki kava.
Because break some plates and some glasses and some wine bottles, you know. And that's what I did. And I mean, it was a very unfortunate event. But yeah, I've also.
You sound like you're not proud of it. Before.
No, I'm not proud of it at all. No, I think it was a very terrible way to handle things. I think it would have been better to sit down and have a conversation with him. And I have since had a chat with him about it. And I think we've given each other some closure.
Why are all these niggas cheating on you, bro?
I don't know.
You work too much.
No. Ugh.
You work too much.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, I do work a lot. But I don't know. I don't know what it is about me that says
my biggest fear was my woman always cheating on me while I'm on air. And they can hear me.
They know where you are.
12 to 3. Nigga walks in there, takes a shower. First link.
That is terrifying. Shame, man.
While you're still there, so tell me, what are you doing?
What are you up to? What's up? It's like, I'm with your girl, bro.
Hey, girls, I'm with my girl here. Maybe say hello.
Yeah, so why do you think these niggas are cheating on you, bro?
I have no idea. I really don't. I really think that I try to do my best and give my all in a relationship.
You seem like a good girl, man.
I think I am. I think I really am. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know. I couldn't point it out.
And you're good in bed. The guy testified. Yeah, you've got a testimony.
Good, number two.
How?
Guy.
You have a ranking. You are ranked number
ranking.
Two.
Ranking. You're number two.
Yes. You got a job.
I have a job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're famous. I know. What else could you want?
Sure.
No, I don't know what it is. But it's also not my responsibility to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
That's a them problem. It's not a me problem.
Did you guys hear Casper's sister scamming people? Yeah.
Casper has a sister.
She's calling me.
She knows.
It's my baby. Let me talk to her.
Your girl?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Hold on there. Let me switch on here. Baby! Hey. Baby!
How you done?
No, I'm not done. I'm recording. I'm with Nia Brown. She's listening right
Hi.
Now. Tell her how much you love her, baby.
Hi, Nia.
How
love
are you?
You so much, Nia. You're fucking amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm trying to get her.
Baby.
I'm trying to get a man because all these guys keep cheating on her.
Yeah, you should. We'll hook her up.
We'll hook her up with a Bovias. Now, I've got a cousin. His name is Bovias. He's a good one.
A Bovias.
Oh, shit. No, he's getting married. Oh, yeah. No, shit. Shut up, baby. I'll see you after the show. Then.
Okay, shut up.
Bye.
Came up with a married man.
Honestly.
Where was I? Casper's sister. Yeah.
Yes.
She's scamming people. She's got a stock fail. And apparently, allegedly, I saw it on Popcorn Room.
Mm.
Yeah.
She's got a stock fail. But I mean, stock fails are common. This is what people do. How is she scamming them in the stock fail?
What is a stock fail? I've never been part of that. What is that?
It's
what
just
happens?
Like a bunch of ladies.
Yes.
And then ukinya chelete, they're like every month ukinya $2,000. And then month is your month, so you get all the money. Right?
Oh.
Yes. Or some stock fails is we put money monthly. It could be any amount, basically.
Yeah.
But we only get it end of the year or something.
Yeah, December when it's Christmas, you can get your payout.
Or we buy food and divide. It's
so it's like a savings account.
It's a savings account. Yeah.
Oh, so but how do you scam people from that?
I don't know. Maybe she ran off with the money. Yeah, she could.
Because right
off
now,
with
a lot of
money.
People, it's like you need to be calling. If you had on a stock fell, part of a stock fell throughout the year, you need to be calling that auntie. Mm.
No. Have you like, guys been a part of a stock fell?
No.
I have. I have many times.
What have you done, Ghostly?
Those things are easy. You know, family, like cousins, whatever. Like at some point, we had one with my cousins putting 500 rand every, I think, what is it? And then we divide the money for like every birthday or something. Like you have a birthday stock fell.
Okay, yeah. So when it's your birthday, you would get the money. Oh, wow, okay.
Or it could be at work. Like, okay, let's put 200 rand every month. And then each month someone gets it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you get I think we had a family one and we, like, you get the money. I think we were taking out the money only in January though.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Just to be clever, so that it's like you've got all the savings. Yeah. Whether it's 2,000 or 1,000. You know, January, when everyone is broke, you've got money.
Yeah. It's a very tricky situation because you would need to trust the person that you've given your money to. It's unlike a bank. You know what I'm saying?
But some, like, they actually, you can open a stock full account at a bank.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm. The family one we had was, we actually had an account.
Oh, wow.
Capitec.
No, not Capitec even. Mm. The other bank. Mm. The blue bank. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should start a podcast, Stock Fail.
We can.
We're sitting on money, guys.
How would that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
You just send money to Mac G and...
We'll ask Casper's sister.
Wrong person. I think start with me.
Actually,
I've been that person. I've been that person that carries Stock Fail money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a lot of pressure? Like, did you not feel like you wanted to spend it?
No.
Or?
I'm that trustworthy. And I was like, if you want your money, I'll give you your money. So they'll give me their monies. And whenever they want money, they'll take their money from me.
All right, it's almost time for the announcements, the ones you're talking about.
Okay. Announcements!
Anything you want to talk about? What happened that you want to talk about this week? Anything?
No, there's nothing I want to talk about.
Yeah, who does the content for you guys? Who comes
Mto.
Up? Mtone.
Yeah, Mto's the producer and co-host. He's very good. He's brilliant to work with.
I like you guys because you don't just do... What did you have for breakfast? Send me a voice note.
Yeah. We really try to be as creative as we possibly can on the show. We've done a lot of stuff. We're also very shady. Like, we don't care. We just give our opinions on anything and everything. So it's a lot of fun.
947 5FM Metro comes now. Would you go?
Not right now, no. Mm. No. I'm very invested in why. I'm very invested
lifetime
in...
Lifetime contracts,
yeah,
I told
lifetime,
you.
Mm. No.
You'll sign an NTA.
You'll sign an NTA.
No, it's not just that. I think YFM is headed in a very, very good direction and I really, really want to be a part of that. I want to see...
When are you getting drive, bro?
I don't know. Sebi? I see Kulune. Let's talk, bro. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know, but I'm honestly not in a rush. I think I'm having a lot of fun on lunchtime with Mto, and it's a very nice space for us to experiment and to be creative. And I don't know if I'm ready to let that go yet.
Yeah. Thank you. So, and you started DJing now?
I'm a DJ.
Are you a DJ now?
Are you like a proper DJ, or you play mixes and pretend to DJ?
No, I mix live.
For real?
I don't.
What BPM do you like mixing at?
There's many BPMs. What do you mean? What do you mean? I can start at 60 if I'm playing like R&B. R&B is like boom my 50, so.
She's a DJ.
Some hip hop that'll be like boom my 60, 70. Oh. Sometimes if I'm playing I Got a Feeling, boom my 100. So, it can be anything. You never know.
Are you going to come play at my party? You got to come play.
You have to pay me. I charge a lot of money.
I can pay with a bottle of grandeur.
None.
Pelly, you're still starting out. Don't be too fast.
I make you fell out, guys. None.
You gotta pay your dues.
None.
How much you charging now?
I charge money. I don't charge sexual favors.
Dear bro, thank you so much for coming through,
thank
man. This
you
has
guys.
Been amazing. Yeah. Announcements, yes, Black Friday, it is back. Black Friday is back.
Oh, Black Friday is
back. Yeah. Oh, okay. We're gonna start. It's a feature we have where we promote black business.
Dope, you guys. Yeah. I love that.
Are you starting an eyeliner? What are you starting?
Why eyeliner?
I don't know. All you girls start makeup shit.
What if I wanted to do men's underwear?
Yeah, are you starting that?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Okay. But I do. I would like to start a business at some point. I just don't know what. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the money for it.
Okay. But, so Black Friday is back. And we are now promoting artists.
Artists?
Yes, even. Yes. We're now promoting artists. Because I noticed I did a series with Amp Studios. Mm-hmm. So there's so many artists out there that just want to plug, bro.
Yeah.
They just want to plug, man. Mm. Yeah. You know, and you know, on radio, like, there's a music manager, so you can't really
play what you want. You can't really do that kind of thing, yeah. Because you have no say, really, in
the music.
Yeah. There's a whole music department that handles
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So I think it would be great cool. to promote upcoming artists as
so
well.
So do you promote just the good ones or like also the bad ones? Like what if someone gets here and they're like,
listen,
there's something about you, man, that I like.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Don't play with my tea now.
No, yeah. I think it's about exposing whoever it is. Where there's trash, it's good. The people will decide.
Okay.
So we'll put it up there. People decide whether they like it or not. Mm-hmm. What else is happening? Yes, 28th November, M20 Jenny Lounge, this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Yeah, this coming Saturday. Yeah. We're at M20 Jenny Lounge. It's my birthday. It's going to be dope.
How old are you turning?
33. Fucking hell.
He's turned 33.
Oh, what did I think? You were like 35 or 36 or something. I thought you were like close to 40.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Old, not that you look old.
I look old.
Very young. It's just that you've been in the industry for so long.
Like, yeah.
It's been like ages.
Yeah.
And I'm only popping now. Imagine.
Are you popping?
I think so.
Okay. Pop, pop, nana.
Oh, man, you never mind.
Okay. Yeah, you can bring your cooler boxes. We start at 12. Nia Brown's going to come play. I've never heard you play.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm pretty good. Come, I think people don't expect me to be good, but I am.
Yeah.
It's just
my birthday.
Mid-trend.
It'll be a birthday
come
present.
Come through.
Come drop a set for us.
A birthday present?
Mm. Mm. I got you Doritos for fuck's sake.
Doritos! Okay, I'll play.
Hey, that drop that thing? All right, cool. Also, we've got a grandeur Black Friday special. Make sure you check it out on the website. Oh, yeah, I need to call my blesser.
What's
I need to call Travis from Super Beds, from Super TV. Mm-hmm. Find out what's happening there.
Super Beds.
Super TV on OpenView.
Super TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, channel 150. Mm. Let me call my blesser.
So how
on
does
Monday,
he bless
10:30
you?
And hey? Fridays 10:30.
He's the one who pays for all of this.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, shout out to Trevor.
Travis. Bafo.
Travis Doe.
Hopefully he answers. Find out what's happening at Super.
How much is the grant you're going for?
$249.
Yeah.
Black Friday special, man. Have you had some grandeur before?
No.
I'm gonna send it to you, no?
What is it?
It's gin.
It's gin.
Oh, that's nice. I like gin.
You like gin? Mm. Ah, my blesser is. Oh, there we go.
Hello.
Hey, Bafo.
How's it, man?
Hey, you're live on the podcast. How are you, Bafo?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Bafo.
Hold on one second.
What are you doing? Are you taking a piss?
No. I'm actually playing online games with my daughter.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's cute.
All right, let me not hold you. What's coming up? What's happening on Super TV? What's happening? What are we doing this December, bro?
Oh, we're doubling up our live hours. It's going crazy.
Yeah.
As my daughter screams hello in the background to Podcast and Chill with Mac G. Yeah, we're doubling up. So weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we are going from 12 noon to 12 midnight. And Monday to Thursday, we're going from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. So it's double the games, double the fun, double the presenters, double the hours. It's
are you coming to the party? Are you guys coming to the party? Is Super TV coming?
Yeah, we're working on it at the moment, huh?
I know. You guys got to come, man.
No, we're working on it.
Otherwise, I won't have money to pay for the venue.
No. Yeah, we should have just held it at a Superbet store.
Yeah.
No, so $2,500 square meters to do what you want with.
You know what I mean? All right, Buffalo. Mm. Enjoy the rest of your day, right?
Yeah, so thanks, man. Cool. Awesome.
You must give me an affiliate code, yeah?
Yeah, no, there is one for you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I've sent it to you already.
How does it work? How does it work, Buffalo?
Send it to your fans. Let them show their support for you by signing up for Superbets to play with us and use that affiliate code when they do it.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
Yeah, it'll help a brother out.
All right. Take care, Buffalo.
Thanks, Mackie.
Cheers, bye.
Cheers, Buffalo.
Sweet. Who's your blizzard? You got a blizzard?
I don't. I wish I had one.
Mm, you don't need one, man.
No, I do need one. Mm. That's why I have braids and not like a Peruvian wig.
Would you go with them to shit on you in Dubai?
No, sis.
Nah. Mm.
What?
How could you raise such a thing? Like,
what? No. No, no, no. No.
It's Duduzane's blessing that, that got you thinking like this.
Anyway, this has been Podcast and Chill. We out here, man. Boom.
Boom, bye.
Hey, that was dope. You
are
cool. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Spark innovation across your federal agency with IT hardware, software, and services from Connection Public Sector Solutions. Your technology procurement challenges will meet their match as Connection's dedicated account managers offer exceptional customer service, and our extensive list of supported federal contracts means you'll always get a price that works for your budget. Learn more about innovation for your agency with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.